producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, all right, so I have a lot of people ask me if I'm a man, and I'm not. I mean, but I guess I sound kind of masculine. I don't know. I mean, do I sound masculine to you? Or they think I look masculine. And I realized what it was. Okay, get this, guys. There's a study that has come out saying women who wield power get a boost to their testosterone. You know, when I first started radio, you know, I've talked about this. If you ever listen to one of my shows back from 2009, it's, "Hi, I'm Dr. Dahlia, and I'm here today to talk about cholesterol." And now I'm like, dude, stop smoking. So I guess the more power I've attained in my career, whether it's my radio career or my medical career, the more testosterone I've gotten. Very interesting study. I was funny because I'm getting hair all over the place. All right. They say women who acquire positions of power tend to enjoy improved status and income. A study has revealed that they also get a boost to their testosterone levels. For years, the difference in levels of the hormone in men and women have been seen as innate. You're either born with it, you either got it, or you don't. But now they're like, no. Scientists at the University of Wisconsin-Madison tested male and female actors in a scene in which they fire an employee. You're fired! I can feel my testosterone bubble. These researchers found that testosterone jumped when you had to act in a powerful way. Both sexes were asked to deliver the speech either in stereotypical male or female way. Now, wait a second. What is a stereotypical way to fire somebody as a male or female? Are they saying a male, it was like, "You're fired," and leave, and a woman is like, "Well, you know, I think you're a very, very good person, and it's not you, it's me, and it's just not working out." Women don't do that. If a woman fires somebody, they fire somebody. I've had to fire people. I hate it. I hate firing people. I'm like, "Look, it's not working. I'm sorry." You know, and I notice, you know, rip the bandage off. You gotta do it fast. All right? You know, I used to do it slow. I used to, when I had to fire people, I used to go, "Okay, look, here's the thing. Well, I don't want to fire you, all right? And I don't want to say you're fired, but I need you to work here when you're a little bit more experienced. You know, you said during your interview you could, you know, administer a flu shot, you could take vitals, you could perform an EKG, and it looks like you don't have that experience. And so I would love to have you still have your job, but I need you to come back after you've had more experience." So they're like, "So what, come back in a week or come back in 5 years? Well, how long is it going to take you to learn something that you claimed you could do in your interview? Yeah, you know, at that point, I was like, you know what, just fire them. They lied during their interview, fire them. You got patients at risk if you don't. And it's a very, very tough thing. Very, very tough thing. So anyway, in the masculine role, the actors were told to show that they were confident in their decision and wanting to be respected. In the female position, their motivation was trying to be nice. Wait! When do we women try to be nice? You know how many men's hearts we've ripped out? We don't try to be nice. We do what everybody else does. We're, you know? So we tried to be nice, I guess, in this study and showed discomfort with firing people. While wielding power did not affect testosterone levels in men, it did raise the levels in women. Women's testosterone levels increased in both the male and the female roles, leading the authors to suggest that holding a position of power, like being able to quote-unquote sack staff, unquote, increases their levels rather than simply acting like a man. I don't know. You want to know where I get my power boost? Okay. You want to know what? All right. Okay. There must have been a horrible accident on the road. And the traffic was backed up really, really bad. And there was a shoulder. All right, off the side of the road. And for me to get off the road, okay, because I had patience, okay, and I know that's no excuse, but still, I went on the shoulder to get to the exit, okay? And I did that, okay? And I don't think I violated any driving laws, because technically I was merging into a new lane. It's just it took a little while for that lane to kind of get to me, okay? And then I noticed other cars did the same thing. I was a trendsetter. And what we ended up doing is shortening up the line in that traffic lane. We made full use of a stoplight that was waiting to be used, but no cars could get to it because of the traffic jam. And we were able to get to work on time, and I was able to get to patients. And having people follow my lead, a big boost. Another time I get a big, big boost is I yell at somebody to quit smoking or drinking. We had a patient come in with his blood sugar of 4-something. Okay, I mean, it was bad. He was having neuropathy, a variety of symptoms. And he told me he drank alcohol, and I yelled and screamed, and I said, stop that with a 4-letter word. All right, and I yelled at him, and I threatened him with insulin, and I started to, you know, set him up with a whole bunch of diabetic protocol. I don't know what happened, but I scared that guy into not drinking. Well, he didn't go through DTs. He you know, stopped it appropriately. And his blood sugar now is 108. And, I mean, it was like, I mean, wow. All right, and again, he gets the credit. But the fact that I could yell at him and he listened, mind you, I yell all the time. I yell at you guys all the time. You guys don't listen. I yell at my kids. They don't listen. I yell at my husband. They don't listen. But I yell and a patient listens. I grew another hair on my chest. So they're right. They're right. Absolutely. Testosterone does it. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of you guys are taking antacids, these PPIs like Nexium and Prevacid. Now they're saying it's linked to kidney disease. Don't go away. We've got to talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, some of you guys are detecting my voice that I'm in a little bit of a better mood today. Why? Halloween! Halloween is coming up and daylight savings time change. I cannot wait. I never know when it's daylight savings time or not daylight savings time. I just know you either get an hour of sleep or you don't get an hour of sleep. So very, very happy weekend coming up. But another thing that I'm really, really happy about is my son, get this, one of my sons, yeah, my son, is being inducted tonight into the National Junior Honor Society. Oh, my little baby. Oh, he was the one that just turned 13. And I know, yeah, he's 13. I got two teenagers now. Oh, my gosh. Very hard for me to lie about being 29 years old while I have two teenagers. But anyway, one of them has made it to the National Honor Society. I think the other one is kind of, you know, banking a B average. But that's okay. That's okay. I love them both. I love them both. But going back to the kid in National Honor Society, that's a baby. That's a baby. He's the one where I didn't rip and tear as much as I did with the first one. Remember, guys, told you about the whole delivery and the episiotomies and things like that? Yeah. Yeah, so this one came out a lot easier. And I love my kids equally. But, you know, the fact remains, one of them got into the National Honor Society and the other one didn't. So I'm going to be talking about the kid that got into the National Honor Society. But don't worry, I love the other one. The other one I love just as much. Just, I mean, you know, it'd be nice, you know, for him to, you know, I don't know. I don't know what I want him to do. I don't know. You know what? Yeah, just be who you are and be happy and just, you know, don't make me mad and then we'll get along fine. Now, the other little one is already picking up. He's already picking up, okay, that he thinks he's got kind of this whole birthday umbrella, okay, that's protecting him, and this whole National Honor Society induction that he's starting to be a little, you know, bugger, I can't say the word, you know, and he's been having some attitude, like this morning, you know, he had a lot of attitude, and, you know, I couldn't sit there and open up a verbal can of whoop-butt. Why? Because it's his induction ceremony. We'll get through tonight, and then on the drive home, I'm gonna rip you a new one for being rude. So don't worry, he's gonna get his, you know, butt chewed out. But I'm excited because I was in the National Honor Society, and it's a big accomplishment, you know? Okay, it is, you know? I mean, it's one thing to be scholastically recognized for your grades, okay? But it's another thing to be nationally recognized. And so it's just pretty, pretty cool. And that's my little baby! I could just eat! I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy. Alright. And if my other son is listening, I love you, babe. But, it's okay. You know, you do not have to try to be in the National Honor Society. No. No cliff notes. It's okay. Alright. Look, listen. You excel in other things. I love you too. That's always hard. How do you as a parent do that? You got one kid that's sitting there excelling really, really well in school and rubbing it in everybody's face. And the other kid, he has other strengths. And then you just have to really, really make a big deal about those other strengths. You know, that's what all parents have to do. Okay? Wow! You killed 5 people on GTA. Good boy, I guess. Good video game playing boy. No. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. All right, that's what we always do. But whatever the case is, don't cheer one of your children on less to not make the other one feel good, okay? If the other kid, you know, excels in something, you go, yeah, you know, and you make a big deal about it. Okay? But the other thing, too, is when you commend your kids, just like when you punish your kids, okay? I was taught very early on that when your kid does something wrong, you don't call him a bad boy, okay? You don't. That's when we were growing up, bad girl, bad boy. You know, you always do that. You don't want to do that. You don't want them to think that, in general, they're a bad boy. You want to let them know that the act they did was bad. They're a good boy. They're a very good boy. They just did a bad thing. Same thing when a kid does something right. Okay? All right? You know, just because you win the spelling bee doesn't mean your poop doesn't stink. You won a spelling bee. Yay, that's awesome. That exemplifies the fact that you're a smart boy, but that shouldn't define you. Now, why am I rambling on this when I'm supposed to be talking about acid reflux and medication? All right, because I'm looking at what happened this football season. We had 7 kids die in the United States, and we haven't even talked about all the injuries that happened. 7 kids died from playing football this year. All right, that's ridiculous. Okay, and you know I'm a huge fan of football. I love football, but I'm not a huge fan of our kids getting hurt. And these kids, when I was taking care of them on the sidelines, they wanted to get back out there no matter what, whether they had a concussion, whether they had a broken bone, they wanted to get out there, all right? And, of course, you know, I mean, to kids, the team is everything, and I love seeing teamwork, and I love seeing people band together, and I love it. I think having a sport in school, no matter what it is so important. I highly urge all kids to be in some sort of sport, and if they're not very good at a team sport, because kids make fun of them or et cetera, I highly recommend martial arts. I think martial arts is excellent, great way to stay fit. Definitely helps people that may not be as athletic, you know, in like football, you know, those that don't make the team, they can still be extremely athletic. And martial arts actually makes you even more athletic than you would even think in other sports. So I'm a huge fan. But what I have found, okay, with some kids, you know, not making the team, they think their identity is lost because of that. And another thing I seem to notice is once the season is over, all right, well, now what? I was a basketball player. I was a football player. I was a soccer player. All right, yeah, you were. But that was just one aspect to who you were, what your identity was. And, you know, you see a lot of people. They were talking about Snoop Dogg's son, where he was a real gifted football player, and then he decided not to play football. And he had said, you know, he never liked playing football. And he actually played football for the team that my kid was on in Bishop Gorman. And, you know, people, when they play, they identify, and they a lot of them, I mean, good for him for saying, look, I didn't like it. You know, I did it, I didn't like it, and I'm not going to let that define me. I'm going to move on with my life. You know, hopefully he didn't take a place. I believe he was going to play for UCLA. Hopefully he didn't take a place for another kid, and that slot got taken. But, you know, good for him for saying, look, you know, football was a part of me. But I think what ends up happening, and you know, we talked about my kids and you know, certain strengths that they have and don't have, et cetera. But sometimes parents make the mistake then of overemphasizing one aspect because that's where their kid has a strength in. And I think that's not the smartest way to parent either, okay? Your kid can play piano. He may not be good in school. He may not be good with a lot of things, but he can play piano, all right? Well, don't just make him a pianist, all right? Fine, you're going to be a pianist. Oh, you're going to play piano. You're going to be classical. You're going to do this. And now that's who you are. You are the pianist. And I see that with parents. You know, you got these kids that come over, and they're like, he does this, he does this. And it's the same thing. And I sometimes look at those kids going, is that what you want to be known for, a piano player? It's cool, but is that something you really want? And you know, some of them, you know, they kind of go with it because they're like, okay, yeah, that's what I'm known for. But, you know, just because they could do something well doesn't mean that's who they have to be. One of my sons was like that with baseball. He was really good at baseball, but he hated it. So your job as a parent is, one, to find where they excel in and nurture it. You don't want to inhibit something that they have a gift, because some of these kids, they are gifted in what they can do. So you want to nurture it. But on the other hand, make sure you don't allow that to be their identity. Make sure that they have that ability to be, okay, well, I do this, 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 this is who I am. This is who I am. And I love video games. I love, you know, painting. I love sports. I love this. This is who I am. And it's I think, a better approach, because sometimes, you know, your kids, you know, do lack certain abilities. And, yeah, I know. And Mom especially, you should have seen me in sports. The only thing I could play is kickball. I could really play kickball. But if you had to throw something at me, I was ducking like a swarm of bees were coming at me. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. When we come back, it looks like a lot of heartburn medications that we take, Prevacid, Nexium, Prilosec, is in a class of drugs, the PPIs, that have now been linked with an increased risk of chronic kidney disease. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, you know, basic, you know, GERD in general and what you can do to help prevent your symptoms. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. Again, that's vanishingcash.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you guys over the counter, you pop Tylenol, you pop Advil, you pop Aleve, you know, take vitamins, but probably one of the most commonly taken medicines over the counter are these new proton pump inhibitors. And I say new because they've only been out for the last maybe 20 years. Okay. About 15 years. And these medications have been instrumental in decreasing acid reflux. Okay, remember the whole pop pop fizz fizz and those types of commercials we grew up with? And we've had medicines like Prilosec, Nexium, Prevacid, which has been a definite groundbreaking type of drug that helped prevent the acid from coming on. Usually what we would be doing whenever you had heartburn was taking medications right then and there. So we would be taking Rolaids or Tums or something that would immediately try to, you know, stop the symptoms as they were occurring. Well, these proton pump inhibitors prevent the symptoms from coming on. So, they also help heal ulcers and other sorts of gastritis and acid type of medical sequela that you get from chronic acid reflux, because it lowers the amount of acid produced in the stomach. So you start taking that for about a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Your stomach allows to heal. The gastritis allows to heal. Some of your sore throats are going away. Some of your chronic coughs are going away. So these medications are pretty phenomenal. However, in the last few years, I've been telling people, look, I don't want you on them chronically, because we're starting to hear some data that it may be causing bone thinning and some osteoporosis. And again, I don't know much about you taking these medications long term. And if you do have chronic acid reflux, I'd really like you seeing a gastroenterologist. Okay, and you know, are you having acid reflux because it's really acid reflux? Are you having an ulcer? Are you having a tumor? You know, what's going on? Well, now we have a study linking it with chronic kidney disease. They didn't prove that it caused the kidney disease, but they found an interesting link. All right? There were two studies that suggested this. Now, the lead author of one study says it is very reasonable to assume that the PPIs, which are the proton pump inhibitors, a class of these medications, can cause chronic kidney disease. This is Dr. Pradeep Arora, a nephrologist and associate professor at the SUNY Buffalo School of Medicine and Biomedical Science in Buffalo, New York. Patients should only use PPIs for approved indications and not to treat simple heartburn. Now, chronic kidney disease is increasing, with more than 20 million people suffering from it. And remember, guys, we don't want that because we don't have enough kidneys, right, to give people with failing kidneys. So when your kidneys become damaged, your kidneys can't filter blood, right? And we've talked about dialysis and why people who don't have functioning kidneys need a machine to help filter the blood. So, when you have high blood pressure, diabetes, that can affect the kidneys. But also certain medications can, like anti-inflammatories. They say PPIs have been tied to short-term kidney problems like acute kidney injury and an inflammatory kidney disease called acute interstitial nephritis. Dr. Arora's study involved more than 24,000 patients who developed chronic kidney disease between 2001 and 2008. One out of four of the kidney patients have been previously treated using a PPI. People taking a PPI also had nearly twice the risk of dying prematurely. Now, whoa. In a second study, researchers were led by Dr. Benjamin Lazarus from the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital in Australia and Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. They followed more than 10,000 adults with normal kidney function from 96 to 2011. They found that PPI users were up to 50% more likely to develop chronic kidney disease than non-PPI users, even after adjusting for differences between the two groups. So now you got two studies showing kidney disease. Researchers point out that people did not have a higher risk of disease if they used the H2 drugs. Now, these H2 drugs are your Pepcid, your Tagamet, your Zantac. So for those of you going, okay, wait a second here, hold the phone. Okay, so if I take any sort of antacid, no. These are only the PPIs, according to this study. The same team also replicated this link in a larger second study that followed 240,000 patients from 1997 to 2014. So what's kind of interesting is some of you may say, well, wait a second. Somebody that has chronic acid reflux may already have other risk factors like prediabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, because a lot of people, they have that maybe not triad, but quad, let's say, of, you know, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and then either gout or kidney disease, etc. But then what about people popping antacids like Pepcid, Tagamet, etc.? How come then they didn't have that same issue? So there could be something with that medication. They say the kidneys might become damaged over time if patients suffer repeated bouts of acute interstitial nephritis, which is tissue inflammation. And it could just even be short-term use. We're not talking about you guys taking it for years. We're talking about short-term use. They also say that these PPIs can cause magnesium levels in the blood to go down. And a lack of magnesium could damage the kidneys. But they're just trying to figure out what the hell is going on here. Patients who take PPIs also tend to be obese and have other health problems like diabetes, like we just talked about. So maybe, you know, maybe you have somebody who, let's say, is diabetic or they're obese. Then they have more arthritis. They have more arthritis, so they end up taking more Aleve or Advil or anti-inflammatories, and then they end up having more stomach upset. So it could be that, too. But it looks like they are trying to rule out, you know, people where that could be a possibility. So Dr. Arora says that we recommend that people only use proton pump inhibitors to treat serious gastrointestinal disorders like GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, as originally intended by the FDA. So, like, for example, some of you guys are going to be going out drinking. And you go, you know what? All right, I'm going to be eating like crap. I'm going to be drinking a lot. Let me take one of these preemptively. And it works, by the way. I mean, preemptively, it does seem to work. But this is what they don't want. Okay? According to the U.S. data, 90% of prescriptions for these PPIs are not related to FDA-approved indications. We are seeing this medication right and left, and it may be counter or using this medication right and left, and it may be counterproductive. I love seeing terms like that where people are trying to say, you know, they're using it willy-nilly, they're using it right or left. Okay, so what is GERD? Well, GERD is gastroesophageal reflux disease, where the acid comes up from the stomach into your esophagus. Okay, it can be a variety of reasons that could be going on, all right? But unfortunately, what you feel is heartburn, you feel pain. Sometimes you'll feel like food is coming up. You could have nausea. You could have a chronic cough, sore throat. You could have infection in the lungs, because when this acid comes up when you sleep, it could be getting into the lungs. So usually what we do is say, cut back on your alcohol, cut back on your caffeine, cut back on your chocolate, cut back on your heavy foods. I was also told to cut back on drinking water within 30 minutes of going to bed. Now, I always drink water before I go to bed because I get thirsty. And so I found that very interesting, because I was starting to get reflux, and I don't smoke. I really wasn't doing anything else with the exception of chocolate. Don't drink wine. And the doctor said, well, maybe it's the water. Stop the water. And that worked. Cutting back on water seemed to work. So what I think happens is your esophagus has a nice sphincter, your lower esophageal sphincter, if you could call a sphincter nice. In this particular, yeah, this is a nice sphincter. And it prevents the acid from regurgitating from the stomach up into the esophagus. We talked about how the esophagus does not like the acid. And unfortunately, sometimes the tissue lining can turn cancerous as a result. You also have pepsin, which is an enzyme that begins the digestion of proteins in the stomach. You don't want that enzyme going up into the duodenum. So you got the acid, you got the pepsin, you may also have the bile, and that stuff hurts. And GERD is chronic. If you have a sphincter issue, it's chronic. So a lot of you guys start this reflux medication and you're on it for a long period of time. We want to make sure you're doing all the dietary changes. There's also certain environmental changes you can do, like elevating the bed at 45 degrees, because, you know, you don't really, sometimes that little bit of an angle will seem to help. We also tell you, obviously, to do diet restrictions. And then, you know, there's a variety of other things that the doctors can do. Like, for example, let's say you have a hiatal hernia. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so when I saw this, I was like, wait, what? They say medication errors happen in half of all surgeries. Are you kidding me? Half of all surgeries, there's a medication error? Wait, something does not sound right. They say in past studies, doctors rarely self-reported medication errors during surgery. But a new study out of Massachusetts General Hospital, based on researcher observations during 277 procedures in the anesthesiology department, arrived at a far different conclusion that about half of all surgeries involve a medication error or adverse drug event. Okay, that, I'm sorry, when I trained, I did not see the numbers anywhere near that. Personally, I don't even think I saw one medication error. I'm not lying. I mean, you know, you saw the milligrams, you calculated the milligrams. The patient woke up for anesthesia, fine. Never saw a person wake up in the middle of anesthesia for not getting enough medicine. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Coming in anesthesiology, the journal, the study also noted that surgeries lasting more than 6 hours were found to result in more errors than shorter operations. They think the hectic nature of the OR procedures gives doctors less time to make checks and balances, unlike drugs administered at other times that get double-checked before the patient takes them. They say in the operating room, things happen very rapidly, and patients' conditions change quickly. So we don't have time to go through that whole process, which can take hours. But while the numbers appear high, only 3 of the errors seem potentially fatal, and no one died because of them. Mistakes that were made sometimes simply resulted in a higher risk of infection or a change in one's vitals, according to a press release. I don't get this. 50% of the time, there's a mistake. I don't believe it, guys. I don't. They say hospitals are trying to work on these slip-ups by using operating checklists and e-medication symptoms that can provide warning if a wrong medicine or dosage is prescribed. I just don't get this. I don't understand how something like that can happen. I mean, anybody that's, you know, trained in anesthesiology knows how to do the calculations. And I mean, it's simple math. I sincerely doubt. I don't get this. I really don't. And again, I'm not trying to, you know, defend anybody. It's just this does not make any sense. They say patients don't need to go into surgery thinking that they're going to have lasting permanent harm every second operation. I mean, guys, have we had a 50% issue? I mean, you know, half of you guys having surgery, did you have permanent harm? I don't understand this. That's why you got to be careful with some of these studies here, okay? Because, and again, I mean, I'm not saying my days in the ER or in the OR, were enough to warrant a whole entire study. But I'm just... I just have never seen those kinds of numbers. Now, are they trying to say, okay, let's say instead of 152 micrograms, 151 micrograms was given. Okay, and I mean, that could be an issue. Okay, mind you, I'm not trying to, you know, underestimate what that could, entail. But, you know, what exactly are they talking about? So I wish I had better news because that's a headline that's circulating. And I just don't believe that 50% of the time the anesthesiologists are giving you the wrong medication or the wrong dose. I just don't believe that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say magnets may unlock a paralyzed arm after stroke. This is being reported by Fox News. They say people who suffer stroke many times have a lot of physical, emotional hurdles because you could have paralysis. And a lot of, your arm doesn't work, your leg doesn't work, etc. And researchers found that strong pulses of magnetic energy to the brain using transcranial magnetic stimulation can be used as probes to identify undamaged, untapped brain regions that may be recruited to move the arm. The stimulation did not cure any of the patients of their paralysis, but it did alter their arm movement. And if we're able to figure out how to teach the brain to reuse areas that are paralyzed, that could be pretty damn cool. Not to mention, a big problem that stroke patients have is atrophy. They're not able to move the limb. And then they start to lose their muscle, and they don't use it. So if you don't use it, you lose it, so to speak. If we could somehow figure out ways where they could use it a little bit, that could be pretty cool. Now, stroke is the fifth leading cause of death in the United States. It kills 130,000 Americans annually, according to the CDC. And a stroke obviously occurs a couple different ways. One is you lose blood supply because you have a clot. Another is you have a bleed, and then it bleeds to the part of the brain, and so the vessel that's supplying that part of the brain is too busy bleeding, that's not supplying inside the brain. And the majority of the strokes are the ischemic kind, where you have a clot in one of the blood vessels, and 15% are the hemorrhagic. Unfortunately, the hemorrhagic strokes, you know, have a higher death rate. So they say, regardless of your stroke type, you got 90% of stroke sufferers having mild to severe paralysis of a limb, arm, wrist, leg, ankle, etc. So in 2012, scientists at the University of Victoria in British Columbia, Canada, discovered that strength training for stroke patients, also, even if it's on the stronger side, can help the weaker side. So while you are doing strength training on the good side, it's activating something in the brain to work on your weaker side. They say for many stroke patients, no amount of exercise can quote-unquote defrost their frozen limb. But in this study, they looked at this TMS, this magnetic stimulation, and they found some mild improvement in arm movement. So that could be pretty damn cool. You know, tapping in on brain regions that were damaged. Maybe it stimulates that part of the brain. And then it can, I guess, you know, hopefully allow people to perform basic tasks like brushing their teeth, pouring a glass of water, etc. So keep going, guys. I think that's awesome. Another thing that sounds awesome is we may have the end of the toilet paper roll. Entrepreneur Mickey Agrawal thinks wiping your tushy with paper is barbaric, and she invented a mini bidet-like device that could clip onto any toilet. It squirts jets of cold or warm water at a user, replacing cleaning with paper. Costs about $54. And I don't understand. It looks like it's on the side of the toilet. I don't know how it gets up and in there like it has to. But I guess it does clean people's backsides by shooting a jet of water where needed, kind of like a bidet. It fits into the side of the toilet. Control settings protrude to the left and a pipe to connect it to the water supply. See, that's my thing. I don't want toilet water going up in there. I want filtered, like Voss-type water going up anywhere near my tushy. Just, I'm very, very particular about tushy water. I guess it installs in just 10 minutes, and I guess you're supposed to be all nice and clean, and then you may need to still use toilet paper to dry yourself. They say Americans use 50 pounds of toilet paper every year. This has a huge effect on the environment. I don't know, man. I'd be worried about splatter. They say, oh, it's called Tushy. It's called Tushy. Apparently she says Tushy. I guess, let me see here. Doesn't it use too much water? There's two types of Tushy. One that only uses cold water and one that uses warm water. The warm water is $74. The cold Tushy is $54. Damn, it's got Tushy. They say the warm water hose connects to your sink pipe, so the warm and cool water Tushy works better than your toilet. Damn, I love it. Oh, I love it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by Le Cig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
Le Cig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. Le Cig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.